Kenny.
Oh, hi there, Kyle.
Hi, so far away. We wait for Friday. How you doing?
Doing okay.
Yeah.
Not really, though. Oh man, my neck hurts.
Oh man. Let's just let's have a deep relaxation segment here, right at the top of the show. Hey, it's Friday. Good morning. Today indeed is Friday, March 4th, 2016. If you'd like to, you can tune in live and see us.
Yeah, it's not helping, Kyle.
Okay. Well,
just go back to regular.
Well, okay then.
Like hyped up on coffee. Yeah, okay, there you go.
All right. I can do
ready
that.
Ready for Food Friday.
Yes, I am. Indeed, it is Food Friday, March 4th, 2016. Man, oh man. That's, of course, the top story today. I feel like this
is Food Friday.
Yeah. I feel like this week has really just crawled along. Like, you're just waiting. You wait all week just to get to today.
You do.
What day do you wait for?
My birthday.
That's a lot longer, unless you give birth every week, and that's different.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah, you sound like a garbly garbler.
Do I sound like a garbly garbler?
I'm told
it looks like I have a poor connection. Others might have trouble hearing me.
Yeah, okay. All
well,
right.
Well, that's because we're using Slack.
This is awful. Let's get back to what we were doing before. We're going to pause the recording right here. Enjoy this short interlude, please.
Attention bobsled riders. Due to technical difficulties, momentarily stopped all bobsleds. This is a normal, routine procedure, and an attraction host or hostess will be at your bobsled shortly. Please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened. Thank you for your cooperation.
Kenny, let's look at today's headlines.
We're back! Oh, do it again.
All right.
Pause.
Oh, this is what happens. This is what happens when we get off our game. Are you ready?
Of course I'm ready.
These are today's headlines.
Amazon, Kyle, they've debuted two smaller and cheaper Echoes. When we love Echo.
Echo.
Echo. Amazon has announced two new Alexa-enabled devices that do most of the same tasks, but look completely different. The Echo Dot is a stubby version of the regular Echo, while the Amazon Tap is a Bluetooth and Wi-Fi speaker that supports voice commands. The Echo Dot looks less like the Echo Tower and more like a hockey puck. Amazon says that one of the main requests for the current voice assistant owners is the ability to plug it into another speaker.
To that end,
Kyle, that's our biggest thing. The online retailer has removed the music playing speakers and added an audio port.
Yeah.
All right. So that's what we want.
Yeah. So you can just plug it into whatever you want.
Right.
I think that is going to be the next addition to the studio.
Well, and to add it to your studio, Kyle, well, if you want the Amazon Tap, which is basically just a mini Jambox, basically, with Alexa in it, that is available for pre-order currently and is coming March 31st, 2016. Huh. But the Echo Dot is available in limited quantities and exclusively for Prime members through Alexa Voice Shopping. To order your Echo Dot, use your Amazon Echo or Amazon Fire TV and just ask, Alexa, order an Echo Dot.
Order an Echo Dot.
Echo Dot. It's available for pre-order and will be delivered by April 19th. It's $97.
I don't know about that. 97. Hold on. $97?
I thought it was $79.
And April 19th.
Well, there's your first headline.
Wow.
Kyle, moving on. Star Wars The Force Awakens arrives on Blu-ray and DVD April 5th. in just 32 days. Woo-hoo! After raking in over $2 billion in box offices around the world, Star Wars The Force Awakens is set to take over your living room.
All right.
The J.J. Abrams-directed film will be available as a digital HD purchase from the likes of iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, and more on April 1st, and that's not a joke. If you'd rather secure a physical copy of the movie, it will be available via Blu-ray combo and DVD on April 5th.
It's going to get so much work in people's DVD machines that just don't do it that way. Get the digital version. It's less likely to scratch. Forget physical media. Get out
saying,
of there.
Are you saying that the VHS or the DVD will act like a VHS where you can break the VHS?
Well, no, because you're putting your Force Awakens Blu-ray disc in, and then you're taking it out and putting Destiny in.
Why are you taking
in,
it out?
Because you want to watch other things sometimes.
No, you're only going to watch Star Wars for the next year.
All right, perfect.
Or until the next one comes out.
True.
Oculus Rift will support Macs when Apple makes a good computer. Ooh, sick, shots fired.
Sick burn, bro.
Oh, Oculus founder Palmer Luckey, the guy with the best name ever, has poured water on the idea of his Rift virtual reality headset supporting the Mac by saying, Apple doesn't make any computers powerful enough to run it. He also says, that is up to Apple, and if they ever release a good computer, we'll do it. He tells Shaq News when asked about Mac support, it just boils down to the fact that Apple doesn't prioritize high-end GPUs. You can buy a $6,000 Mac Pro with top-of-the-line AMD Fire Pro D700, although the lingo doesn't make any sense to me, and it still doesn't match our recommended spec. Yikes. That's not good.
It's always been that way. People in the gaming community thinking that Apple computers are not built for that. And maybe they're not. Maybe they're not graphically superior to their PC counterparts. But I guess I don't know anything about computers. Come on. Who cares? This eventually Oculus Rift will probably come to a Mac.
It'll be on everything.
Or it'll just become its own platform like that HoloLens thing.
Yeah. Well, speaking of video games, Kyle, Super Mario World, Super Metroid, Earthbound, and other SNES classics are coming to the new 3DS. Mm. I don't know if you've ever heard of a new 3DS,
no.
Kyle.
What is it?
I mean, they went Nintendo DS, and then DS huge, or 3DS, and now it's the new 3DS. I can't even keep up. What happened to the Game Boy? Super Nintendo favorites Pilot Wings, Super Mario World, and F-Zero will be available for download from the Nintendo eShop beginning, well, that was yesterday. The SNES downloads will be limited to the new 3DS and the 3DS XL, meaning that the 2DS and the original 3DS hardware will not support the games.
Oh, I'm so confused.
See, now the thing I wanted to add this little tidbit in here because Nintendo plans to release more Super Nintendo games in the coming months, including on March 24th, Super Mario Kart, Earthbound, and Donkey Kong Country.
Aww.
All right. Wow.
That's what I want.
I want Donkey Kong as well.
Yeah. I don't want to have to buy a whole new gaming system to play it, but it's tempting.
Yeah.
And those are your headlines.
All right, Kenny, thank you. Those headlines are, of course, brought to you by FeedPress. As I go back over to my notes, FeedPress, their analytics and podcast hosting made for bloggers and podcasters. And it's where we host our files that you are listening to right now, unless you're listening live, which would mean that it's not brought to you by FeedPress. But the episode, the whole of the episode, I would say like 99 out of 1,000 percent would be brought to you by FeedPress because they're a simple, intuitive, and powerful RSS analytics and podcast hosting platform.
Kyle, that's 9.9%.
That's not 9%. No, that's not right. That's
said 99 out of 1,000.
No, 999.
There you go.
Out of 1,000.
That's 99.9%. That's how many germs are killed by most detergents.
You're listening to Detergent Radio 99.9. It's FeedPress, Kenny. FeedPress is analytics and podcast hosting. It's the perfect time for you to have all of that wrapped into a beautiful and unified dashboard. They offer free migration assistance and will take care of all that hard work for you. Support is responsive and available 7 days a week via email. So get in touch and they can help. Here's where you're going to want to go. Feed.press/morningshow. You'll sign up and try it for 14 days. No contracts or commitments. And you'll use the promo code morningshow during checkout for 10% off your first year. This might actually help your soreness. I think it would. Feed.press. Just go there and just read through a bit of the...
long as someone is jamming hot massage oil onto my stiff neck.
Ugh.
Press it. Ouch.
Have you ever had a massage?
No, not with hot massage oil.
Well, that's different. stones. Maybe stones?
Yeah. Just throw stones at me. That's good.
Yeah, we'll just stone you to death. How about that? That'll take care of you hurting. No longer will you hurt, Kenny, because we will stone you to death. Use the promo code MORNINGSHOW during checkout. You'll get 10% off your first year. A gigantic thank you to FeedPress for hosting our files and for lending their support to the entire Good Stuff Broadcasting Network. Thank you, guys. Got a couple of facts for you. You want a fact?
Yeah.
Okay. This is one third of the facts. Nothing but the facts. On Earth, oxygen is the most common element, making up about 47% of the Earth's mass. Yeah. Silicon is second. So far you've got oxygen and silicon, making up about 28%, followed by aluminum, iron, magnesium, calcium, sodium, and bananas. So there you go.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had salty bananas, that would make up 6% of the entire Earth's mass.
Yeah, or 6% of my diet. Actually, that's not very much. I could probably eat an M&M and that would be 6% of my diet. Banana flavored M&Ms. Oh, that would be so good.
No. Oh,
yes. So you know how they put the peanut on in the middle of the M&M? Oh. You just put a quarter of a dehydrated banana on the inside of the M&M. You cover it in chocolate and then you cover it in a candy shell and then you eat it and then you enjoy life.
Like a banana chip?
Yes. Yeah. Well, no. Like a freeze-dried banana. Like the kind you get inside of a cereal.
I don't know.
Come on. They've got those at like a Whole Foods. You can get those there.
Mean, our father, Kyle,
okay,
liked to freeze bananas in the freezer.
Yes.
He would peel the bananas. Uh-huh. And he'd lay about six bananas on a paper towel, and it would sit in the freezer.
This is getting serious. Okay.
And then the rest of the food in the freezer would then taste like bananas.
Yes, please. That's what
I
want.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I want to.
If you had frozen chicken breast banana, in the freezer, it would taste like banana chicken breast.
Uh-huh. Yes, please.
You could
do banana ketchup, maybe.
Oh, gosh.
Have you ever had that? I've never. I haven't. I want
You're to. Hurting my neck, Kyle.
It hurts so much. Ah. Kopi Luwak.
What?
Garko, please help us. You're our only hope.
Kopi Luwak.
Kopi Luwak is one of the most expensive coffees in the world, selling for between 100 and 600 per pound in 2010.
Oh.
It's a specialty Vietnamese weasel coffee.
Weasel coffee?
Weasel coffee? Yeah, that's right. It's collected through these wild civets. Let me see if I can find a picture of a civet and help you out. Look up civets, please. Go to Wikipedia. Well, this isn't helpful. Thank you, Wikipedia. They're a slender, nocturnal, carnivorous mammal native to Africa and Asia. a strong, musky perfume obtained from the secretions of the civet's scent glands.
What?
Can also be occurred.
So this is like that. Oh, geez, I don't know where the coffee's from, but it's the one where you feed it to the cats and the cats poop it out and you.
Yeah, I think that's I think that's what that this is. This here.
No, yeah. that's from like Central America. This is Vietnamese.
All right.
Vietnamese weasel coffee.
Vietnamese weasel coffee. Well, sounds pretty good. I'm just drinking Costco coffee today. So
as am I.
You know, the weasel is kind of cute. Oh, a little bit. I don't know if I would trust it to engineer this program, but oh, this one's smiling.
Animals don't smile.
I'm pasting it into the chat room. Yeah, they totally smile. They absolutely smile. There you go.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Are you in the chat room? You're
I am, Ralph.
Nah, okay. All right. Well, now that you're in, I have to wait for you to join. Goodness, Kenny, I've got another fact for you, though. Are you ready?
Oh, good.
Sharks. Tell me. Sharks have a tongue referred to as a basilial. Garko?
Basilial.
Okay. The basilial is a small, thick piece of cartilage located on the floor of the shark's mouth and other fishes. Now, I guess I'm not a biologist, so I apologize. It appears to be useless for most sharks, with the exception of the cookie cutter shark.
I think that's fake.
What? I don't know. You've got the hammerhead shark, which has taken up a job as a carpenter, and now you've got the cookie cutter shark, which obviously would be a baker shark.
Ah, as long as it's not under your bed.
No, a shark under your bed. You don't want that. A baker shark under your bed.
Baker shark under your bed.
It is. It's real. You want to watch a video about the cookie cutter shark?
Really? No, I don't want to watch anything about the cookie cutter shark.
We're going to watch a video about the cookie cutter shark. Let's look at this here. It's swimming.
Meet the cookie cutter shark, the only parasite in the shark family. Adults only grow about the size of a chihuahua.
What?
A chihuahua? That's not a shark.
Potentially. It looks a little bit like a shark. It swims in water. It's got fins. Smells blood.
I don't. Yeah. No, this is not a shark. Unless it's unless you made a cookie that looks like a shark and you used a cookie cutter of a shark. That's the only thing I'd ever call a cookie cutter shark.
It's a really tiny shark, though.
I don't know.
And they're one of the smallest sharks in the world. The smallest being the dwarf lantern shark.
Just call it a fish.
In Venezuela.
I think it's because it has teeth. The cookie cutter
shark used to be called the cigar shark, and it's pretty easy to see why.
It's pretty easy to see why he called it a cigar shark.
Because you'd smoke the fish. I don't think you'd want to smoke a parasite.
What?
You just light the front of the shark on fire and then smoke its
tail.
That
sounds awesome.
Doesn't that sound terrible?
No, it sounds great.
No, thank you.
That's how I cook all my fish. I stick a cigarette in its mouth and I light it on fire.
Oh, good. Just cook it from the inside. Cook it from the outside. Right. Kenny, speaking of cookies, today's national day is Happy National Pound Cake Day.
Why is there a train?
Blue, blue, blue. Yeah, there you go. I just didn't know which part I needed to do it on. Because if I'm a new listener, I don't know how the show works. And by now, I probably would have just turned it off, you know?
Thanks for the confidence boost.
Yes, it is National Pound Cake Day. But, Kenny, did you ever think about why they call it pound cake?
Yes.
Pound cake.
I did think about why they call it pound cake, but I don't know the answer.
Well, what do you think? Like, before we get to the actual answer, the real answer, why did you think it was pound cake?
Because it weighs a pound.
It's close.
It always ends up weighing 1 pound.
The cake itself.
Or a round number. Like it always weighs either 1 pound or 2 pounds or 3 pounds.
Like fully baked? Pounds. You're talking about fully baked.
When you eat it.
You
either eat a pound of cake or you don't eat cake.
You gain a pound for each slice you eat.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
It's It's consumed only in exact quantities of pounds.
Correct. They somehow it just converts the caloric value to strict pounds. It doesn't matter who you are. If you're immune to cake feelings, then it still adds a pound or it subtracts a pound. I don't know.
I have a story about cake.
Okay, let me tell you a little bit about pound cake first.
Yeah, tell me.
Old recipes used a pound each of butter, sugar, eggs, and flour, then mixed and baked the cake. So that is, I guess, why they've called it pound cake. It would be, it would keep for a week and was considered to many their, quote, daily bread.
Okay.
Nowadays, you would add a tablespoon of vanilla extract. You would add a pound.
Nope, I'd add a pound.
You'd add a pound of vanilla extract and a pound of baking soda and then bake it at 375 until it's done.
That sounds like a monster cake.
It is gigantic. Huge. It just tastes like a
pound of vanilla extract. That would be, Kyle, your cake would turn into like... It wouldn't even be the consistency of vanilla pudding anymore. It would be like, I don't even know. It would be like drinking vanilla soup.
So the name cookie cutter came from? First, a little bit about their lifestyle.
Why do we care about the cookie cutter sharks still?
This is a video about basically the culture of cookie cutter sharks. This is the music they like. This is where they grocery shop. This is where they pick up their dough.
Should I tell you about the cake story?
Please do, because this is I'm off the rails now.
A few days ago, my fiance's dad had a birthday, and he didn't want cake. He wanted pie.
Of course, because it was National Banana Cream Pie Day.
But he didn't want a banana cream pie.
No.
And so my fiance's mom had made what she calls ice cream pie. Never heard of that, right? Ice cream pie?
Yes, of course I've heard of ice cream pie.
I've never heard of ice cream pie.
Are you kidding? Have you ever been to TCBY? Two, have you ever been to 31 Flavors?
Yeah, I've been to those places.
They've got ice cream cakes and they've got ice cream pies.
Well,
it's literally a dough at the bottom and then ice cream inside.
She made it from scratch.
Okay.
Start off. She made the crust, and it was like Nilla wafers and pretzels and a couple of other things. And so the crust was like this cookie crust filled with ice cream, topped with a maple syrup whipped cream, and also topped with pieces of, let's see, what was the candy? She had pretzel bits, Rolos, and Whoppers. It was, Kyle, this was the greatest birthday dish, greatest pie, greatest ice cream dish I've ever had. Just wanted to, it was related to cake because he didn't want a birthday cake. He wanted birthday pie. And so that's the cake connection right there.
Oh, I'd love to be at the cake connection. Yes, please.
So anyway, that was a few nights ago and I'm still dreaming of the ice cream pie.
I think that's what gave you the issues you're having today, potentially.
The neck, the broken neck?
Yeah.
I was always lifting my head in wonder, oh, when will I ever have more ice cream? Oh, my neck!
Just during your sleep, your face is lunging forward. You've got like eager tongue, you know? You know, like when people take a spoonful of something and their tongue goes down their mouth.
Eager tongue?
Yeah,
is that what you called it?
Yeah.
Like, what the heck is eager tongue?
You know how people will...
It sounds like a bad medieval name. Hello, I'm eager tongue.
Exactly. Yes. They stick their tongue out a little bit before the utensil actually gets to their mouth. And so,
I see.
And so the food will touch the food or the utensil will touch the tongue first. And you go, and it touches the tongue. And
maybe we'll do that during our Food Friday segment.
No. Well, I am getting, I mean, it is in front of me right now, our Food Friday item. But, no, I can't reach it with my tongue.
All right. You heard that, Chara?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've got some facts for you about pound cakes.
Oh, great. Hit him fast, Kyle.
The pound cake is a British creation that dates back to the early 1700s.
Oh. That's why the Americans didn't want to be British anymore.
No.
They didn't want pound cake anymore.
The American pound cake revolution. Yes. It's a dance game at the arcade. Pound cake revolution.
Keep going, Kyle.
PPR. All right. Pound cakes are generally baked in either a loaf pan or a bundt mold and served either dusted with powdered sugar, lightly glazed, or sometimes a coating of icing. A coat of icing. In British pound cake, it is more. I'm just waiting for you to say something. I think you're just muted. In British pound cake, it's more commonly known as sponge cake or Madeira cake. Madeira. Funky cold Madeira cake.
I thought that's where the unicorn was from.
Close. It's not funny if you're from California, but it may be funny to everyone else.
Right.
So go eat a pound cake. I haven't had cake in a while. But I like the idea that this cake is built specifically to just have powdered sugar, a light glaze, or a tiny amount of icing on it.
Yeah, I'm not big on the icing. I'm more on the cake.
I cannot stand icing at all. No, thank you.
No, thank you either.
Well, good. I'm glad we can finally agree on something.
I was muted, though. You were right.
Okay.
I was muted.
Just so you could scream in pain.
No joke. That's what I was doing.
Yeah, I thought so.
It was a silent scream. It was like,
no. Kill me. Murder.
That was one of the 200,000 murders in my life.
Just your back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's my neck.
Well, it's a great song. Kenny, let's look at some news stories. Your neck. Your back. Your upvote and your downvote. McDonald's is turning Happy Meal boxes into VR headsets. This made the news on Wednesday, I believe.
Upvote.
This is over in McDonald's of Sweden.
Sweden?
Sweden. Mm-hmm. Kids who order a $4.10 Happy Meal can now turn their virtual reality, turn the Happy Meal, I guess, into a virtual reality headset, a la the Google Cardboard. This was reported by Adweek, and it's basically the box. The Happy Meal box has perforations on it, so you can kind of fold it together, tear things apart, punch out some eye holes, and then re-put it back together. You know. And then you take your cell phone and you... Your smartphone, whatever, you stick it in the top.
So what you're saying is this is going to cause a lot more adults to get kids meals.
I don't think so. The thing is, though, after hearing about this, I was like, man, I shouldn't have spent the whatever $15 to get the Google Cardboard thing for my face. Because
you should have just gone to McDonald's.
I should have just gone to McDonald's in Sweden, bought a plane ticket, gone all the way over to Sweden and picked up a McDonald's Happy Meal and then gone all the way home so that I can use my Google Cardboard thing. Now, the thing is, it's not, so far as I know, it is not using any sort of cardboard lenses or technology of any sort. There's no strap.
It's just a shell.
Obviously, yes. It is simply a very thin cardboard box, single ply, you know?
Yeah.
You've seen the Happy Meal boxes. They're like grease-laden, disgusting.
I always wanted to get the boxes, and for some reason, when I was prime McDonald's Happy Meal age, they had gone away from the boxes.
What age
and
is
gone
that,
to just
the
bags?
Just so we're clear, what age is that?
I would say 5 to 9. I think that's prime. Not prime day, prime day. No, it's. I think that's prime Happy Meal time.
I can't find it. Gosh.
You're looking for it.
It's because, you know what? I haven't indexed I moved all my files over to a separate hard drive here so that I can mirror everything.
Mirror.
Yeah, and I just don't have
Cookie cutter shark. my neck.
What?
Kill me.
What? You were saying something about the prime age to have this, and then I derailed you. Sorry.
I think that they really got stiffed on. I should have gotten the box, but when I was the prime age for the Happy Meal, I got the bag. They changed to the bag.
Well, you know what else they changed to after that? So they were still giving us like greasy fried things at that point. Eventually, they went to milk and apple slices and all that kind of stuff. Like, okay, well,
that's great. A choice. You don't have to have that. But
really?
It's a choice that, yeah, they offer the option of getting the apple slices instead of fries and milk instead of a soda.
Do they ask, like, how happy do you want to be after this meal? And you say,
right.
I'm pretty much set for self-loathing. So go ahead and just ladle it on, please.
Right. Pour the gravy on my Happy Meal.
Oh, yes, please. Yeah.
McDonald's grease gravy from the makers of chicken nuggets.
Grubby chili fingers. Yeah,
grubby chili fingers.
Well, I've got that one somewhere.
I don't know where did that come from.
Grubby chili fingers.
That soundbite is almost 2 years old, and I still don't know what it's about. What was I talking about?
Grubby chili fingers. Yeah,
I remove the context of all these, so I truthfully have no idea.
Because I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying. Grubby chili fingers, yeah, like you had said something and then I was just repeating it, but you captured my soundbite and have used it for nearly 2 years.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I was gonna say thank you.
Speaking of 2 years, no. Los Angeles skyscraper building slide 70 floors above the ground.
Upvote. Heck yeah.
Are you serious? So this is going to be
am I serious?
Yes. Yeah. This is going to be on the side of that very iconic Los Angeles building, the one that they blow up from Independence Day, you know?
Yeah, it's the bank tower, right?
That's what happens.
It's the US Bank Tower. Kyle. Yeah. It's the tallest building west of the Mississippi.
What? Look at you with the facts of the day.
I'm just reading the article.
CBS Los Angeles reported this here, it's going to be called the Sky Slide. It's a 36 foot long glass slide that will allow thrill seekers to slide from the 70th floor to the 69th floor on the outside of the building.
I'm looking at the video right now.
It's going to be $25 to slide on this. And then you'll end up on an observation deck. And it's supposed to open halfway through this year. So,
Yeah, I mean, I look at it and I give it an upvote because, all right, they're adding an attraction, an adrenaline attraction to a building.
Don't you?
But I don't get all of a sudden. Are they going to... And it's only from one window to like an observation. I think there should be slides everywhere.
Should be all
put them out of all the windows,
all the way to the ground.
I think this should be the building equivalent of chutes and ladders.
Yes, that would be fun.
I think scary.
You would have a lot more accidents though, which would not be good.
Wouldn't it be cool if there was a game show, kind of like they had Monopoly as a game show, and they had. Some other board games as game shows.
Okay.
Chutes and Ladders as a game show, as a live action game show.
Yes.
Like it's, wow. It's the Ultimate Warrior Tower.
Oh,
but it's
no.
Chutes and Ladders.
Yes. 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 Yes.
And you have either a team or it's a one-on-one where you have to climb different ladders that don't end in slides or chutes. And you, the first one to the top wins. And it's, you know, people that's got an audience, oh yeah, and maybe if you get, maybe you climb a few and you have to answer a trivia question or something. I should I pitch this to CBS or what?
Oh no.
Oh, okay,
that's what happens when you fall down. That the big one or. No. Man, I haven't played that one in a bajillion years.
Bajillion.
That sounds like a great idea, though. I'm up for that. I think I would watch it. I would want to participate, though. Do you think that this slide is covered on all sides or is it open on the top?
The picture that they released, the mock.
You can't tell. Picture. I mean, it's glass.
No. It's covered on all sides. It's a box.
Yeah, I see. It's a box. Okay. All right.
Of windows. A box of windows.
So it's a clear coffin, basically, that you slide into.
That's right.
Okay. All right.
You just have to hope that you make it out on the other side.
Good to know. I think I would do it. I would do it. Okay.
Well, you live all close right. enough.
Yeah, I'm bring it on.
We'll have to put you on the scene.
All right, let's do it. Upvote. Kenny, Disneyland's famous churros never would have happened without this man.
Who?
I didn't put it in here. Jim Lohman. The quiet.
Jim Lohman.
Yes, the quiet, affable Jim Lohman. Thank you. Reportedly here.
Churros.
There is a feature in the Disney Examiner that focuses. Oh, hello. Hi. Yeah. Getting notifications left and right here. He's a longtime Disneyland food and beverage employee who oversaw Fantasyland in the 1980s. I didn't know that they just didn't have
churros
from all the time. I have to roll it. I've got to roll it.
Like, oh, yeah.
That's
a requirement.
I just didn't know that it wasn't available. And after working through a few different ideas for possible on-the-go snacks that teens might enjoy, not teams, teens.
With an N.
Yes. Lohman eventually settled on the churro. There you go.
Wait. That doesn't... The article makes it sound like Disneyland would never have had churros without churros without this guy.
Yes, that's correct.
I think somebody probably would have come up with it though.
Eventually,
yeah.
I don't know about that because they're involved a bit for you know, like if you don't have enough or if you sell out of them real quick, then you have to make up some more. It's tough. It's really tough because it takes a little while. You got to fry them up. You got to make people wait.
Yeah.
So I can understand.
I mean,
the potential issues.
I guess they're super famous. Do people not eat churros any other time other than Disneyland?
I don't.
I guess, well, being from California, that's hard to believe, I guess.
True. Yeah. Yeah.
Our California culture over here, that's not a big staple for us because I think it's abundant. Mm-hmm. Abundant. Mm-hmm. My voice. My neck is making my voice break.
And that's what I figured. Well, I know this is
as long as my voice doesn't make my neck break.
This is one of your favorite places to go, and it is one of Three Guys, Three Questions' least favorite places to go. So I made sure to bring it up.
Okay, good.
Good, good, good.
That's a game of fisticuffs.
Yeah, it is. Fighting. Them's fighting words.
Them's fighting words. Churros.
Yes, it is. Speaking of getting to Disneyland, Goodyear. They've unveiled a new tire, a spherical concept tire.
What?
Called the Eagle 360.
Oh, boy.
It uses advanced technology to improve road safety. It's basically a ball that that rolls on the inside of a car. No cars at present. That's why it's a concept.
Okay, so this is the for the Audi that Will Smith drives in iRobot, right?
Similar. Yes. Yeah. So I'll play the video.
Right, then I'm going to downvote because
it's just music.
That's stupid.
So it's purely in conceptual development right now. And it's like, duh, we understand that. But Goodyear thinks that it will actually improve things like traction and have the ability. Tread wear won't be as
tread wear.
Yeah. Tread wear.
But you're doing 360 degree on the treads. That makes it worse.
Well, I think how does that
make it better grip? The whole idea is that you have the grip going in one direction, right?
Yes. So that's the way it works right now. They're using magnetic levitation to keep spherical tire on the inside of the computer.
How do you break it? Not like crack. I broke it. Not like breaking.
Magnetic
more braking, magnets,
I assume. Oh, yeah, more okay. magnets.
So I can't put my phone next to my tires anymore. Got it.
Well, what happens? So with the magnetic levitation, they're having it go on one axis, the same way that your tires currently work. But when the tire recognizes that either it needs to pass somebody or It's wearing on the axis that it's on. It'll rotate itself, and you'll continue to drive.
Yeah, until you have a malfunction and it goes backwards.
Sure, sure. So, I don't know. Will we see these spherical cars in the future?
No, thanks.
Okay.
Downvote.
Downvote, indeed. That's fine. That's fine with me. All right.
I don't like that it's a concept. Make the tire. Show me a real picture. Then I can get on board.
All right. Maybe you can get on board this. Kenny, how to make giant gummies in the shape of popular bottled drinks.
What?
Yeah. This is over on Laughing How Squid. To? How to. It's a video.
Is it our friend Glenn Tickle?
It is not Glenn Tickle. No.
I know,
right? this is from Awesome Disney Toys, which doesn't make any sense. It's a fun video series where they demonstrated how to make giant gummies in the shape of popular bottled drinks.
I'm looking at these video screenshots.
Yeah.
And it looks like they cut a 20-ounce bottle in half.
Mind-bending, right?
It is kind of cool.
Yeah. So I guess they put the gummy on the inside of the bottle and then remove the bottle. Yeah. So go watch these. These will be in the show notes. They've got Powerade, Coca-Cola, Fanta, Sprite, and Mountain Dew. The Mountain Dew looks a little unearthly. I'm not sure about that one. But
that can't be regular Mountain Dew.
No.
Right? It's too bright. It looks like urine.
It's probably lemon flavor. Lemon flavor. I would just want to see Sprite flavored, Fanta flavored, Coca-Cola flavored Jellos. That's really what
I gummy bears.
Gummy. Yeah.
Yeah. They can have soda flavored gummy bears.
Little soda gummies. Hey, do you remember you remember those shark gummies?
The cookie cutter shark?
No, not the cookie cutter shark gummies. Not
cigar
the
cigar shark?
Not the cigar shark gummies.
What do you mean shark gummies?
Shark gummies.
You have to refresh my brain.
They were called now I can't find them. Okay, are you kidding me? Gummy sharks. Where can I buy gummy sharks? Target. Where to buy gummy shark 90s? I have no idea. Fine, it doesn't matter. Who cares? Okay. Hey, if you remember, send me a tweet or something. Morning Show AM.
Refresh our memories. Collective.
Yeah, I think you were too young potentially.
Ugh. I was still getting Happy Meals.
Mm-hmm. And just to end all this here before we get to our Food Friday segment, Kenny, Boeing has introduced the self-cleaning airplane toilet.
Can I have this in my house?
I don't think you can. After you have some gummies and some Disneyland churros and go on the skyscraper building slide.
All right, I'm gonna play this video that they have here.
Okay.
Loud. It's loud.
It's really loud. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Airplane lavatory mock-up, new technologies are being tested for future application. At just the wave of a hand or the press of a foot lever, it's almost completely touchless. And now this prototype is going one
step
further.
Don't touch anything.
We wanted to make it more pleasing and inviting and also just help with the health and well-being.
Was that Comic Sans?
Using a new ultraviolet technology, no. The lavatory is automatically sanitized after each use.
What we really wanted to do was take it and bring it up to date. And actually, now some of the technologies are mature enough that we can actually integrate it into this new concept.
What do you think they do to sanitize it?
I think that it looks like ultraviolet light. Like they blast it with radiation until it's clean.
It's like a tanning booth, but inside an airplane.
Oh, it says UV clean.
Yeah.
That's actually what they do.
Yes. Yeah, so UV light sanitizes the water as it comes out of the tap. UV light shines onto the sinks and countertops once the person exits the lavatory. I hope this wouldn't malfunction.
Well, one thing I was going to say.
Yeah.
Is that all of these things that are motion controlled, all these things that are now automatic that they're showing, all of those will break. Like at least 3 months into the new usage, right? You're going to get a guy who goes in there and goes, look at all this equipment that I can break.
Yeah.
I'm on an airplane.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Except this would be cool to have in my house.
Anywhere. The thing is, I mean, it's like a trash can because they're showing like all these different things flip and the little trash dispenser and the hair dryer and the whatever.
There's two TP holders.
Well, yeah, because you know you're going to run out on a long flight. Nobody's going to go in there and replace that. You may as well just put a whole pack, really, like a whole six pack.
Yeah.
But
just put it on the counter.
Come on. You know we all do it.
Yep.
All right. Well, on that note.
Yeah. Let's go from toilets to food.
All right. On that brown note, let's look at today's Food Friday.
I'm with my crew. And we gonna show y'all what we be snacking on. You dig?
Okay.
I dig.
What do we have? What do we have? So, Kenny, this is where you and I...
Are you asking me or are you telling me?
I'm going to tell you real quick.
Great.
This is where you and I go to a local convenience store, pick up the same item most of the time. And this is the first time it's actually been like that, so I can explain what the game is supposed to be. We get the same item, and we try it for the first time. Gosh. I'm having issues. Okay? I haven't had enough.
The excitement is palpable.
I know. I want it.
So what are we eating?
I'm so excited. You tell me. Come on.
Tim Tams.
Tim Tam.
This has been I can't even say the words. A long requested item that we should try.
We're so excited. I don't know if it's going to be any good.
It's already been opened. What the heck?
What? Oh, wait. Are you serious?
Maybe I was excited in my sleep and I opened it.
That's what I thought. So these are the Australia's favorite biscuits, Arnott's. Or Arnott's. They were established in 1865.
They are not, Kyle.
They're irresistible chocolatey happiness in a cookie. So it's like our own happy box. It's our own happy box.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't think we can turn this into a VR headset, but potentially. We could. So I'm going to open the package here. We found these at Target. So if you'd like to play along and try these, of course, you can find them at Target.
You can either go to Target or you can go to Australia.
True. Yeah, man, Sweden or Australia? I don't know. They're not going to make this food journey for us very easy.
So these look great.
I believe it comes in a pack of 11, right? 1, 2, 3,
11.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, 11. Comes in a pack of 11.
That's a really weird. What's a serving size?
It's hotly contested as to why the 11 exist. As made famous by the podcast, This Will Never Air. So please go check them out.
Serving size is 2 cookies. So they've got 5.5 servings in here.
Yes, I've got the proof of purchase. Do people still do proof of purchasing?
Only for sweepstakes, right?
Oh, the smell of chocolate is wafting into the air. Maybe I shouldn't have unsheathed all these cookies at once. smells.
Put away your sword. Smells. Do not unsheathe it now.
All right, so I'm ready. Are you ready?
Yeah. I'm ready for this. The try of the Tam Tam. Tim Tam. Tim Tam 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 Tam. It's like the Bam Bam Tim Tam.
Yeah, we've got original flavor, 5 grams of saturated fat. Please enjoy.
Crunchy.
But it's soft on the inside.
That's the second time I heard that today. That is yummy.
Wow. So much chocolate.
That is a lot of chocolate, but that is really good.
But it's not...
Australia, you got it good.
So it's being requested in the chat room that we slam it. The Tim Tam Slam.
Tim Tam Slam? What's that?
I think
like one bite per cookie?
No, it's not like taking cookie shots. I believe it's where you drink up your coffee with a Tim Tam, like a straw.
What?
Basically, Mike in the chat room is asking me to take my Astro Rocks and put them in my coffee.
Oh. My coffee's gone, so I don't have any coffee. I got no beverage to wash this down. This is going to be chocolate for the next half hour.
We're getting a step-by-step tutorial on how to Tim Tam Slam.
Okay.
So you take a tiny bite out of two of the corners, and then you suck it up like a straw. So I guess opposite corners... One on one side, one on the other side. So what? Like that? Do you have something to drink?
Suck the filling out?
No. You put it into a coffee. Mm. Wow. I've only had one cookie. I feel like I'm going to be bouncing off the walls today.
Yeah, I had half a serving size. So that means I've had 600% of my daily saturated fat.
Well, as we eat this 11 pack of cookies, oh. Kenny, I've got some food news for you.
This is good breakfast, though. I will say that.
I don't think so. I don't think so at all.
Start your day off right with a Tim Tam.
Three 12-year-old girls facing felony charges in Florida for allegedly spiking a soda with spicy hot pepper that sickened their teacher faced a judge on Saturday. The Volusia County Sheriff's Office began its investigation after being notified of the incident on Thursday. So this is from last week. These are a bunch of
breaking news.
No, middle school kids here were arrested on Friday evening. I guess they were angry that they were being disciplined, and so they put this hot pepper into the teacher's soda.
Well, there you go.
Isn't that
she shouldn't
awful?
Have been drinking soda. That does sound awful, but it sounds hilarious.
Sure.
This is like the prank that goes around school, and you're like, oh, those girls are crazy. They're awesome, though.
Did you hear what Sally did? I don't know what that voice is.
He had a really deep voice for a middle school kid.
Yeah, well, you know.
Did you hear about her?
I was held back a few years, that's all. Yeah. Call me Mr. Cheeseburger, Kenny.
All right, Kyle, Mr. Cheeseburger.
A record number of people changed their name by Deedpoll?
Deedpoll. Deedpoll?
I don't know what that means. A record 85,000 people changed their name by Deedpoll last year, according to a report. The names included Bacon Double Cheeseburger and Penelope Pitstop. 85,000 people. I guess this is a thing that happens in the UK. Not sure why. Mr. and Mrs. Amazing. Some of the names that are happening here. So
okay. Other people used famous football stars such as Wayne Rooney, mm-hmm. Lionel Messi, and mm-hmm. Cristiano Ronaldo.
Why would you change your name to somebody famous?
That you get mistaken as them. Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Amazing. That's
yeah,
good.
Yeah. That's what I just said that.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't listening. I was thinking about Tim Tams.
Simon Smith was his former name, and now he is Bacon Double Cheeseburger.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's not bad, huh? Not bad.
What would you change your name to, Kyle?
Bacon Double Cheeseburger is pretty good, but I think I would go with something that is just unpronounceable, basically.
Tim Tam?
No. First name Tim, last name Tam.
Yeah, Tim Tam.
It's Timothy Tam to you, sir.
Hello, I'm Mr. Tam.
Mr. Tams. Off the Tams. Kenny, a fast food giant is offering 70-cent hot dogs every Tuesday this month in celebration of its 70th anniversary. Can you name it?
Is it Wiener Schnitzel?
It's not the Wiener Schnitzel.
Trying to think of who else sells hot dogs.
Like hot dogs and hamburgers. Come on.
Like hot dogs and hamburgers. What are they? Who? Fast food. The place in the mall with the lemonade. Hot dog on a stick.
Is that it? That is correct.
Woo! Yeah!
They were established in Southern California in 1946.
Are you eating more Tim Tams?
And they'll be offering throwback
prices.
Did you
slam it?
I did not slam it. My cup is too deep now. I'd have to go get more coffee.
Okay.
They'll be offering their original turkey dog through March for a record 70 cents per hot dog.
I gotta go there.
It's pretty good.
Wait, what day?
Participating locations every Tuesday. This month. Tuesday. All right, so you choose the hot dog. So we just missed it, but it's kind of food. Food Friday is getting you prepared for Food Tuesday.
All right. Well, I'll have to try that on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm. Let me just finish this last one real quick.
Okay, all right, continue.
Maybe don't grab a Snickers.
Okay.
Because yesterday...
Stop eating with your mouth full.
You mean talking?
Yeah, talking. Eating with your mouth full.
Mm. All right. Yesterday, candy maker Mars said it's recalling chocolate bars and other products in 55 countries, mainly in Europe. It's because one lucky person in Germany found a piece of red plastic in their Snickers bar.
No.
Mars said they can't be sure what the plastic was, only that it was in a Snickers bar. Okay. All right. So it came from a Snickers factory.
Right, as long as this person's in Germany and not, you know,
Michigan
next to me. Mm. Yeah, in Michigan. I don't want any of that.
Well, I mean, red plastic and a Snickers, not that bad. I would probably still eat it, but maybe I would not eat this. A Utah woman found a snake's head in a can of green beans.
Whoa!
Isn't that gross? Snake. They have images too, so be careful.
Oh, I just looked at it.
No! It's from Wednesday, February 17th. In Utah, Salt Lake City.
Yeah. Oh no, I can't eat green beans ever again. That's indistinguishable. I mean, not indistinguishable, very distinguishable that it's a snake's head.
Yeah.
Chopped off.
Thing was, though, she totally already cooked it.
Oh!
It pretty much looked like a burnt bean, she says. And then as I got
with a stripe on it,
and then as I got closer to lift it off the spoon, I saw eyes. That's when I just dropped it and screamed.
I would have too.
Yeah,
I just did actually.
Gross. So gross. Speaking of snakes, Kenny, Kurt Russell was spotted at a local taco shop here in Orange County, one that you've been to, and I needed to tell you about it.
Okay.
Taco Asylum. It's the
I love Taco Asylum.
That Costa Mesa strange taco chef Carlos Anthony. He makes signature like crazy taco things. Crazy taco. Just call me Crazy Taco.
Ghost chili or ghost pepper. Mm-hmm. And I had what was it? Was it octopus? I had octopus taco.
Yeah, that one's real good. Real good. Yeah. They've got classic tacos as well. $3 for a classic taco.
Taco Tuesday.
Yeah. So go check them out. We enjoy them. Their menu has vastly improved over the years.
Oh, I gotta stop by.
It's much better since the last time that you visited. Mm. So please go check it out. And say hi to Kurt Russell for us.
Oh, okay.
If you would.
Hi, Kurt Russell. I love your mustache.
I didn't know he had a mustache.
Well, he does in The Hateful Eight and in Bone Tomahawk.
I just watched that last night. Bone Tomahawk.
He's got a mustache. You didn't look at it?
I didn't know that was Kurt Russell.
What?
You know. I'm just mostly kidding. It was a okay movie. It was an all right movie. Have you seen it?
No, but I've heard way better praise than it's all right.
Yeah, it seemed like they were just doing things backwards to do things backwards a bit. Especially the last scene. No spoilers here, but when the movie ends, they sit on just a completely black screen for like 15 seconds. And you don't know if they're going to bring the story back in like they did with Star Wars, or if they're just going to go to the credits and then boom, credits. It's
okay.
It's a bit frustrating. Thanks
for the spoiler, Kyle.
It's not a, it's, I told you that there are credits for a movie. It's not a spoiler.
We're on Twitter.
And we are. Morning Show AM. Kenny's Pizza Robotics. I am Kyle Roderick. We'll be back again on Monday, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm excited. Enjoy some Tim Tams. Go to Target and grab these. I will proceed to slam them. If I can't, I mean, I have 9 left, which just is strange. It's a strange amount, I've got to say. Strange amount. I don't know. I mean, I don't really have anything else to cover today. So just enjoy your weekend, everyone.
Yeah, guys. Have a good weekend.
We really appreciate you listening. You can check us out on Patreon, patreon.com.
Check us out.
You can check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/morningshow, and say hello or leave a review on iTunes. That's also free. It does help other folks find the show if you want to spread the love and admit that you listen to the show. I mean, I know that's That's probably tough because you just don't want to sound like a complete idiot. But you know,
yeah, like we, Kyle,
we appreciate it. We really, really do. So until then, enjoy your weekend, everyone. We'll see you on Monday. Goodbye.
See you later. Cigar Shark. That doesn't work.